You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Our next story comes from behind the walls of San Quentin State Prison.
San Quentin Radio, bringing you informative educational stories from the inside out.
In order to make something grow, you got to own a little dirt.
You don't tell, you see what goes on.
Because I like to be free. I like to move about the land.
You could hear a pin drop, and all of a sudden you heard this.
In prisons across the country, incarcerated people often separate themselves by race or ethnicity. Black people hang out with black people, whites with whites, and so forth. But at San Quentin, it doesn't matter what race you are to take part in the role-playing game Dungeons & Dragons. From San Quentin Radio, Timothy Hicks has more.
Where's the wizard?
The wizard's drunk.
The wizard is still laying down on the ground right there. He is fast asleep.
Instead of being out on the yard, these guys are playing Dungeons & Dragons, or D&D for short. Dungeons & Dragons is a role-playing game with cards and dice that people play sort of like Monopoly or Scrabble. Meet Khalifa Christensen, one of the founding members of D&D here at San Quentin. Today he is Max, a wizard character in today's game. He started playing D&D when he was in junior high, so he was surprised to see it here.
When I first came to this prison coming in West Block, there was a few guys that had already started getting together at one of the tables inside the building. We didn't know that they already had some guys over in North Block that used to be playing too at that time, but by then I think they had actually stopped. And it was actually Mesro, who I knew from another prison, who I went to go and talk to him, and then when I went down to the table and realized what they were doing, I was like, oh man, I gotta get in.
This is you right here?
Yeah.
You guys know that chin strap likes to be on solid ground. He is not on solid ground right now.
Right.
You're not a water hog on his poor belly.
No, I am not.
So, the hatch that's up there, it's about 30 feet up from where you are.
Does the hatch wear? Could you dot it?
Here in San Quentin, this is an everyday thing for these men. You can go anywhere in a prison and find a group of guys of all races sitting together gaming.
This particular game that we're gonna get down here is called The Teeth of Araska. It is a set piece inside of a Pathfinder module that I have.
Today, George Coles, better known as Mesro, is the Dungeon Master, or the leader of the game. He has a book that he reads from that helps him set the gameplay and the adventure, also known as the set piece.
So, you got a pocket?
Yeah, feel free to go ahead and reach in there and find the things that you need. We're gonna make sure we get a good gaming experience here today. This is just.
So today we have some players. Our characters are as follows. We have Chinstrap. He is a half-orc, fifth level monk. His main thing is getting people with that two-piece and taking them out of commission as quickly as possible.
The characters all have amazing skills, elaborate titles, and fascinating weapons like Khalifa, his character Max, a wizard with a deadly staff. And then there's Gems, a rogue fighter who spent her entire life on the streets.
She is an urchin, so she takes nothing for granted, and she takes everything from everyone.
These characters and their real-life counterparts are trying to defeat a horde of creatures called gnolls.
These gnolls are hyenas that basically walk on their hind legs and fight and eat everything that is not nailed down or moves. And their home, the House of the Beast, has been found up in the Pale Mountains.
These men are having a good time huddled around a table, relishing in the characters of the game. Khalifa says the fantasies of the game is a way to mentally escape the prison's concrete walls and barbed wire fences.
It's a way for somebody to subconsciously let part of themselves out that they normally wouldn't, you know, for whatever societal constrictions there are. In this character, they don't have that constriction anymore. And they can really let that part. A lot of guys that on the yard, they're hard asses. But they can be compassionate in these games if that's how they want to play it. You know, they can be somebody who they normally don't feel they can be.
However, other prisons still hold true to the ideologies of separatism, according to Mesro.
So when I went to Soledad, They were like, there was this group of these white gamers that were, and I say that because they were all white guys, right? But they were gaming, and I was walking in the yard, and I looked over there, and I was like, oh, man, they're getting their D&D on, man. I'm gonna see if I can get in, right? And I went over there, and I was like, hey, what's going on over here? It's like, oh, we're playing Dungeons and Dragons, brother, and woo. And I was like, all right, cool. You know what I'm saying? My name is Mesro, man. You know, how can I get in? What, I got some dice and stuff, man. What's up? And they're like, oh, well, you know, maybe you can find, you know, black people that game. And I was like, what? What are you talking about?
Now, Mesro, the Dungeon Master, welcomes all races at the D&D table. And he doesn't get any flack from all the other races.
I'm gonna move around quietly to each of these doors and check to see which ones are locked.
Khalifa doesn't like associating himself as any particular race. He identifies himself as another. That's prison lingo for not being black, white, or Hispanic. There's a lot of racial bias and segregation in prison, but when he's playing Dungeons and Dragons, being an other doesn't matter.
For me, I had already been on that trip, but it's helped me to be able to let others do that.
Many different races have played the game so far.
So far, it's pretty much all of them, except for Native Americans. We haven't had a Native American player yet, but that will probably change.
They even tried to get books in Spanish for the bilingual players.
And we're still trying to build up a spot like in the library where we can start getting these books and getting them donated and stuff to expand so that people who don't necessarily speak English can still play too. Now, one other thing outside of the different races that play, there was also, I don't know if they still play or not, but there was a big game amongst the transgenders. They had a game that they were going, and we'd share books with them, and so it's like everybody plays this.
Inmates are faced with many challenges that are overwhelming. D&D gaming provides an outlet for them to escape mentally, at least for the moment. From San Quentin Radio, I'm Timothy Hicks.